Welcome back to Life Lessons of Why I Love. I'm Nigel, glad you're here. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey. Today, we're opening a door many of us keep quietly locked, the art of receiving. For some of us, a compliment feels like a challenge. A neighbor's offer to help can land like an obligation. And so we say no, we deflect, we make a joke, and slowly, without meaning to, we teach ourselves we are undeserving of care.
Quick note before we go deeper. If accepting certain offers would put you in an unsafe situation, trust your instincts. The practices I share are for small, clearly bounded acceptances. Low risk, everyday moments. We'll include phrases to decline with dignity when you need to. Safety and consent come first.
So here's the big question I want you to hold with me for the next 25 minutes. What if refusing gifts and compliments quietly teaches us to distrust our own worth? What if every polite deflection was actually a lesson in saying to ourselves, you are not enough to receive love?
Let me tell you a quick, honest story. A few years ago, a neighbor I barely knew complimented the little garden I had been tending, and I felt my chest tighten. Instead of saying thank you, I laughed it off and blamed the weather. Later that week, the same neighbor came by with a bag of groceries and said, I thought you might like this. I found myself saying, oh, I can't take that, before I even had time to think. Inside, something whispered, you don't deserve extra. I folded the bag in half and walked back inside.
When I look back, it wasn't about the groceries or the compliment. It was about an old story I believed about myself. Maybe you have your own version of that story. Scarcity, perfectionism, or old shame. Spiritually, there's a powerful counterimage. Receiving is stewardship of a gift. There's a phrase Jesus taught about neighborly love that calls us to embrace abundance, not hoard it. To receive well is to honor the giver and the gift. Psychologically, accepting kind acts rewires our sense of worth. We learn that help is part of being human, not a debt that shrinks us.
All right, practical work now. I want to teach you a 3-step routine you can use in real time. I call it notice, name, return. Easy to remember, easy to practice. Step 1, notice. When someone speaks a kind word or offers help, pause for 3 seconds and breathe. That's it, a 3-second noticing breath. It interrupts the automatic deflect reflex and gives you space to choose. Step 2, name. Put a short line to the feeling, either out loud or inside. You can use a faith-flavored line like, thank you, I receive this as a blessing. Or a secular line like, thanks, I accept that. Or something in between. I hear that, and I need this. Naming helps your body register the gift. Step 3, return. Respond with a simple, gracious phrase. Here are 3 audio-ready responses for compliments. 1, thank you, that means a lot to me. 2, you noticed. Thank you. I appreciate that. 3, I'm grateful you said that. For offers of help, use healthy yes-no templates. Yes examples. Thank you. Yes, please. That would help. I would welcome that. Could we do it this afternoon? Yes. Thank you. May I pay you back by making you dinner next week? No or negotiate templates. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm okay for now, but can I take you up on that next week? I really appreciate the offer. Would you mind if I check back with you tomorrow? Thank you. Right now isn't safe for that, but I would love to accept a different kind of help.
A few notes about those scripts. If an offer feels risky, you don't have to accept it. Use the negotiation scripts or decline politely. Saying no with gratitude protects your safety and your boundaries. And when you do say yes, pairing acceptance with a small return, a thank you note, a favor, a cooked meal, helps keep reciprocity healthy, not indebted. This practice teaches both dignity and generosity.
Now, some practical takeaways you can do today. First, the 1-minute daily receiving ritual. Find a quiet minute. Breathe in for 3 counts. Breathe out. Think of 1 small kindness you received in the last 24 hours. Maybe someone held the door, someone smiled, a message arrived. Say either aloud or inside, I receive this with gratitude. After that, name 1 simple way you can return the kindness in the next 48 hours. Second, this week's micro-challenge. Accept 1 genuine offer.
It can be a cup of coffee, a ride, help with a task, or a compliment. Use notice, name, return. Keep it low risk and clearly bounded. Third, two neighborly ways to reciprocate without guilt. Share a listening ear for 15 minutes or leave a small thank you note. These are non-monetary, generous, and keep the balance healthy.
Before we pause for a moment of reflection, I want to remind you, if accepting triggers big feelings, shame, guilt, or old trauma, take it slow. Start tiny. If you need more support, consider a trusted friend, pastor, or counselor. This practice is not therapy by itself. It's a daily spiritual habit that can open up your sense of worth over time.
Let's take a brief space now. Close your eyes if that's comfortable, or soften your gaze. Breathe in for 3, and out. Picture a small kindness someone offered you recently. Notice the automatic thought that comes. Is it gratitude? Suspicion? A quick excuse? Name it quietly. I notice resistance. Or, I notice gratitude. Imagine replying with one of the phrases we practiced. Thank you. I receive this. Hold that image for a few breaths. What is one small, safe thing you could accept this week? Make the plan now in a sentence.
If you made a plan just now, wonderful. If not, that's okay too. Be gentle with yourself. The point isn't perfection. It's practice. Each small acceptance is a step toward a different inner story. Not just that I can give, but that I may also receive with dignity.
To close, here's the heart of what I hope you take away. Receiving well is a spiritual discipline and an act of stewardship. When we accept care, affirmation, and help, we honor the giver. We strengthen our identity, and we open space for healthier reciprocity and community. Try notice, name, return this week. Start with something small. And when you stumble, remember, practice beats perfection.
Thank you for spending this time with me. If this episode landed with you, share it with someone who might need permission to accept a little kindness. Subscribe so you don't miss next week's practice. And one last thing, love who you are and watch the world change. Love who you are and watch the world change.